man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yes, we country folks can survive. And it may not sound as if I'm surviving very well, but I'm just fine. I was just explaining to my producer, I am 100%. Even though you don't recognize my voice, this is James Kelso, your host, for the next hour here on the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. And I've got a cup of nice cold apple juice here. Not enough, though, to last me through the show, so I'll have to go get another one during a break. But I lost my voice at an enthusiastic Patriot rally, and so I do this occasionally. I tend to be loud at Patriot rallies and events and so on, and so I shout myself hoarse, and it's fine. I'll be fine again tomorrow, and I'm fine now. You only you have to endure my new voice until I recover. I've been doing this for years. It started really with the Ron Paul rallies. I was so loud at the Ron Paul rallies in 2008. I did this to myself over and over again. I just shouted to the rooftops of, you know, Ron Paul revolution, legalize the Constitution. That was one of our favorite chants. And I just should have toned it down a little bit or invested in a bullhorn more often. I had bullhorns sometimes, but my mistake was trying to be a bullhorn without a bullhorn. And I'm able to do that, but here's the price I pay. Apparently my vocal cords are made of steel, so they always recover. Famous last words, huh? Here you go. We've got some. I've got a tremendous item for you tonight. This is a treat, a Friday night treat. This man who you're going to hear in a moment, I couldn't say it any better. Everything he says, I couldn't say any better. That's why I'm playing him. This is a fellow who is new to me, new name, new guy. By the way, one of the names I gave you last night, Edward Dutton, I found out that I'm a cousin to Edward Dutton. He's descended from a Dutton who lived what's the district of England? It's next to Wales. Anyway, and his great-great, you know, 17th or 18th great-grandfather is also my 17th or 18th great-grandfather. And so we are cousins. And so that was a funny thing. And his whole point, Edward Dutton, is that genius is inherited. It's inherited. And, I read you some of the books. I ordered some of his books. He has a book on super geniuses, why we need them, why we need to help them out, and so on, and how intelligence is disappearing. Some really interesting research from Edward Dutton. And he makes the point that very high genius is an inherited thing. And it's it turns out we're cousins. We share a grandfather who lived in this part of west central England, just on the edge of Wales. Anyway, but let's get on to the genius of the evening, who is a man named Tom Klingenstein. Now, I looked up the name Klingenstein and so on. There is a place in Germany called Klingenstein. There's a Klingenstein castle. And that's the origin of the name in Westphalia, Germany. And this gentleman, Tom Klingenstein, what a genius. You're about to hear him. He's speaking at a place called the Claremont Institute. This is not affiliated. It has its origin, really, in some of the mines. Some of the Claremont colleges are considered one of the most an amazing assembly or collection of brilliant people. And they are in Pomona and California. They have, you know the names of these colleges. Let me find a list of them here. I'll find it. But like Scripps College and Pomona College and Claremont. These five colleges, which are all small colleges, very expensive, $70,000 a year. Oh, my goodness. They are the most selective schools in the United States. Of the five most selective schools in the country, four of them are from the five Claremont colleges. And the fifth, Scripps, is the second most selective women's college. So, you know, it's like 7% acceptance rate, very, very low. Anyway, Claremont Institute is not associated or affiliated with those colleges, but it's adjacent or nearby them, and it had its origin there in the Claremont colleges. It's an amazing institute. It's not, unfortunately, it doesn't have a very big budget. I think it spends and brings in and spends about $9 million a year. So that's peanuts in the world of institutes and foundations and so on. Anyway, but you're about to hear the chairman of the Claremont Institute, Tom Klingenstein. He's giving a speech about, you get one guess, here on the Trump phenomenon. What's he going to talk? Oh, Donald Trump. So he says things about Trump better than I've ever said them on this show. So let's listen in to Tom Klingenstein. He's a guy, I can't find a bio for him. Some of these really brilliant, most amazing people have somehow managed to not get a Wikipedia article. They must be doing something right. There must be something that you can do with an attorney to make sure that the left-wing SOBs at Wikipedia don't get to write you a biography, a hatchet job. That's what I got, and that's what most of us get. So, you know, just a pack of lies and aspersions and falsehoods about yourself. Anyway, Tom Klingenstein, he must have been a good attorney, and he doesn't have an article on Wikipedia, so I don't know when he was born or, you know, where he, I don't know his details, except that he's the chairman of the Claremont Institute. And you're going to know the most important thing about him, which is his mind, in just a moment. So let's get started with this. Let me go find him. Where did I put this on my screen? I have it here somewhere, and then we'll get to directly to the Donald Trump news. We will find it here. It's going to, I have it set up on a screen. Here it is. Yes. And this is a short speech, so we're going to hear the whole thing. It's only 17 minutes long. So grab yourself a seat and some popcorn. And please use real butter, not the stuff they give you in a movie theater. And I begged my family not to buy the theater popcorn, but I failed with that fake butter when we went to see Top Gun Maverick. And my little boy, my not-so-little girl now, and my wife, we went to see Top Gun. That was a wonderful experience. So grab your popcorn, pull up a chair, and here is Tom Klingenstein talking about, well, you're about to hear it. This just happened. You're at the
Many leading Republicans and conservatives want someone other than Donald Trump to run for president in 2024. They say we need someone with
We're pausing there because I think...
With Trump's virtue, but without his vices. Fair enough. But this formulation does not get us very far unless we have a proper accounting of his virtue. Other Republicans say some version of, I like Trump's policies, but I don't like the rest of him. This gets it almost backwards. Although Trump advanced many important policies, it is the rest of him that contains the virtue that inspired the movement. Trump.
Now, I'll try to limit my interjections here, but I forgot to mention to you, the Claremont Institute early on was a supporter of Donald Trump. These geniuses at the Claremont Institute realized this man is the man we've been waiting for. So that's some background there. And this man you're hearing, Tom Klingenstein, he is Klingenstein. And as I say, I don't know anything about Tom Klingenstein other than he's the chairman and he's a genius. And he's right. So here he is giving this talk at the Claremont Institute.
Trump was born for the current crisis, the life and death struggle against a totalitarian enemy I call woke communism. The woke comms clench the Democratic Party by the scruff of its neck. They tell us lies, and they silence those who challenge the lies. Like most totalitarian regimes, they have a scapegoat, white male. They have a narrative. America is systemically racist. And they have a utopian vision of society where all identity groups are equal in all areas of American life. The woke comms control all the cultural and economic powers in America from where they ruthlessly push their agenda. That agenda rests on the conviction that America is bad. As Trump once said, their goal is not to make America better. Their goal is to end America.
Wow.
Make no mistake, we are in the midst of a cold civil war. Trump awakened the public to this fact. You cannot win a war unless you know you are in one. Trump's critics say he caused or exacerbated the divide in this country. No, he didn't. He revealed, not caused, an existing divide.
I apologize again. You've got to agree, this guy is more eloquent than Kelso ever was. He says it better in fewer words.
Or you must make a stand. For that, we need strong men. Weak men do anything to avoid admitting the hardest truth, because they lack the resolve to do what truth demands of them. Trump is a manly man.
Nice.
In present time, when manhood is being stripped of its masculinity, traditional manhood, even when flawed, is absolutely essential. Trump ripped apart people he thought were weak. Sometimes he went overboard. But his supporters excused his excesses because strength is in such short supply. Trump plays to win. When you're in the right, you have a moral duty not just to fight, but to win.
Now, can you think of anybody else you've heard say that on this microphone? When you're right, you have a moral duty not just to be right, not just to fight. You have a moral duty to win. And that's been one of my best and biggest points that I've been able to make on this show over the years. And a reason for my rationale for my support of Trump. One of the reasons. Not just that he's a manly man, but we have a moral duty to win. So adopting a strategy or supporting somebody who is not likely to win is an abrogation of our moral duty. We have to win for our children. We have to win. Otherwise, they don't have a world.
And sometimes that means doing distasteful things. There are no clean hands in a fist fight. If there is one thing people know about Donald Trump, is that he, unlike the woke con, loves America and wants to preserve the American way of life. Trump is unreservedly, unquestionably pro-America. He makes no apologies for America's past. Trump is a refreshing break from the guilt and loathing that marks our age. The America Trump wants to recover is the America of his youth.
I'm sorry, I cut right in the middle of a word there. He was saying the word not. But you've heard me say that too. This guy's more eloquent than I am. You've heard me say, Trump, when he says make America great again, the reason it resonated so well is he's thinking back to his youth. America was great then. It can be again, he proposes.
Not out of nostalgia, but because this was an America guided by relentless optimism and supported by grit and determination. An America that had done great things in the past and was eager to do more. An America that was properly confident. Trump is still confident in America. In this time of national doubt, this too is just what the doctor ordered. Trump thinks we can vanquish all comers if we just put our mind to it. And he's right. Trump has the courage to defend his own people, a large and impressive political fact. And courage never demands perfection.
Wow. Wow. And I've made that point. I've tried in my less articulate way. Donald Trump has balls. He has courage. He is a manly man. And that's in addition to being very intelligent and very right. That's another ingredient that is the rarest. Guts. He's got them. And I make the point by saying, I ask people who doubt Trump, imagine the risks that he's taking every minute. I mean, when he sleeps at night, he's now at risk. Since he came down the escalator, he's been at risk and ever more risk. As he succeeded further and further, he became more and more of a threat to, I like what this Tom Klingenstein says, the, what does he call it? The Democrat communists. No, he calls them the woke communists. The woke comms, he calls them. Nice, nice turn of phrase.
Trump stood up for America every time he violated the strictures of political correctness. He said over and over exactly what political correctness prohibits one from saying. We have a culture, it's exceptional, and that's the way we want to keep it.
Nice.
Trump has made it clear that we have no duty. to allow anyone to come into this country, and no one has a right to come here. This is our country. Nice. And when we do allow foreigners the privilege to come here, they must, as Trump once said, support our values and love our people. Trump said Haiti is a shithole and that Representative Maxine Waters has a low IQ. These were not racist lies. These were uncouth, politically incorrect observations that most of us would agree with, but would not dare say.
Wow.
Conservatives, no less than liberals, are reluctant to criticize Black Americans for fear of being called a racist. Trump, on the other hand, is an equal opportunity criticizer. We used to call that colorblindness. From morning to night, we were told that Trump is a racist. But endless repetition does not make it true. It isn't. Trump's contempt for political correctness showed patriotic Americans that its ever-tightening grip could be loosened. As Trump and his supporters know, political correctness cripples our ability to think clearly and act decisively. It is difficult to overestimate the significance of Trump's fight against political correctness, a fight which most Republicans are reluctant to engage. Only if Americans and their leaders stand up to political correctness and show it the contempt it deserves, is there any chance of preserving the American way of life. Trump treated the woke media with the same contempt he treated political correctness, provoking their outrage and revealing their utter corruption. It seems only Trump understands that the media can neither be negotiated with nor reformed. It must be defeated. Unlike most politicians, when Trump sees a problem, he goes out and fixes it. He fixed our porous borders. He moved our Israeli embassy to Jerusalem after decades of inaction. He eliminated hate America critical race theory in his administrative agency. He developed a vaccine in record time. He achieved energy independence and much, much more. Trump is guided by facts and common sense. He has no use for theories because he knows that slavish devotion to theories leads to nonsense. For instance, that children should be able to change their sex, that it is wise to defund the police, that biological boys should be able to compete with girls in athletics. I am certain that that Trump finds it impossible to believe that a woman can be a he. With Trump, what you see is what you get. Authenticity is something you have or you don't. But it takes courage and independence to live authentically. In politics, most find it almost impossible not to be phony. Not Trump. Trump taught us crucial things. For starters, that China is a mortal enemy. Before Trump, the public did not realize it. Now the public does.
That is huge. And it's easy to overlook. Tom Klingenstein gets it and doesn't overlook it. That's just first on his list of things that Trump, only Trump, has done. He earlier mentioned, he said, it appears only Trump understands that you can't negotiate or reform the media. It must be defeated. Beautiful.
Likewise, free trade, accepted as a dogma by Republicans and Democrats, is now highly contested. These changes in public sentiment are big accomplishments made possible by qualities other than policy. Trump smoked rats out of hiding places. Because of Trump, we know our intelligence agencies are corrupt. We know also that the mainstream media is not just biased, but it is the propaganda arm of the Democratic Party. A large part of Trump's appeal was that he was a bona fide outsider. He distrusted the experts who believe they know better than the average American how to run the country. This distrust was appealing to Trump's base, who believe, and with good reason, that it is the experts who have created the despotic mess in which we find ourselves. Although his own administration sometimes made it difficult for him to get done everything he promised, his supporters knew he was on their side and was trying his damnedest not to let them down. Against the advice of most in his party, Trump has not let go of the claim that the 2020 election was stolen from him. His base backs him, and well, they should. They know that Republicans will lose all future elections until they get to the bottom of the last one.
Beautiful.
Trump connected to his audience as Reagan did, because each spoke as a citizen, a fellow citizen, without a trace of condescension. It wasn't an act, and Americans knew it. Trump may not have worked on a construction site, but he knew his way around one. One can imagine him trading bawdy jokes with his construction workers. Other presidents have represented the middle class, but none with Trump's common touch. Trump understands, as does the outsourced American worker, that a cheap smartphone is no replacement for a job and a life that it supports. Trump also understands that what Americans of all races and creeds desire are stable communities and the opportunity to raise their families in a culture that values hard work, self-reliance, patriotism, and freedom.
Okay, we're going to go to break, here in a moment, and then we'll come back. There are only a couple more minutes of Tom Klingenstein. You're going to love those final minutes as much as you've enjoyed the first 15. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
All right, folks, we're back. Big Bad Donald John Trump, that is. And we've got just a couple more minutes of Tom Klingenstein, obviously an intellectual giant. And I aspire to be as succinct and cogent as he is. You have a couple more minutes of his speech. He's talking to the Claremont Institute in, I think it's in Pomona, California, maybe Upland, California nearby. And in a beautiful wood-paneled room, very distinguished, like the founders of the Claremont Colleges wanted them to be, kind of reminiscent of Oxford University, they hoped, with its colleges, its family of colleges sharing facilities. Anyway, we'll finish with him. And during the break, I was looking up the Klingenstein family name. And I don't know. I don't know the ethnicity of Tom Klingenstein. He's a handsome-looking guy. Looks like he's, I don't know, in the 60s, maybe. I don't know. And but he's the chairman of the Claremont Institute. His family roots may be Jewish. The Klingenstein name, there is a Klingenstein a Jewish center in Sarasota, Florida. And the I don't know, though. There's a Klingenstein castle in Germany. And, of course, Stein means stone in German, and Klingen, I actually got an A in German, but I don't remember what Klingen means. But it's an interesting point. I would, if I had to guess, if I had to bet the ranch on it, I think Tom Klingenstein is probably Jewish. And I don't know if a point is made thereby, but I'll tell you what. This guy is like Trump speech, Jewish speechwriter, Stephen Miller. This guy is smart, and this guy is very much part of our team. So, let me take a sip here. I have a scratchy throat. Let's hear him out for his concluding couple minutes.
Some will say Trump is a bad man, and that disqualifies him. I do not think Trump is a bad man. But for those who do, I remind them that a bad man, in some circumstances, can be a good president. If you're dying of thirst, and there is only one person offering you water, you accept the water gratefully without much concern for the character of your rescuer. This enumeration of Trump's virtues does not fully capture his uncommon courage and firmness of purpose. Trump is the most towering political figure in living memory. He has, like it or not, defined the politics of our age.
Now, did you hear that? There's some fireworks going off in the background. This is Potato Bowl week, and I think they're firing fireworks in anticipation of the Potato Bowl parade tomorrow, where the two high school marching bands will be out in the street. And in any event, if you hear any fireworks popping off, I'll tell you, there are hot times in North Dakota, way out here. It's not gunfire. We're not in Philadelphia, so we're not hearing the gunfire background of Joe Biden's pathetic speech, so sacrilegiously in front on the step of Independence, the sacred Independence Hall in downtown Philadelphia. How awful was that? But, you know, they showed themselves. By the way, Klingenstein mentioned earlier, he mentioned that Donald Trump got the left to reveal themselves. He got us to realize who the enemy is. Brilliant. And let's just return. I don't know why I interrupted him. I shouldn't have. Here we go.
In 2016 and 2020, he was the political leader most fit to lead in our warlike circumstances. Trump inspired a movement. If properly deployed, this movement might challenge the woke calm and, God willing, save the country. Republicans, however, should not forget that it is his support and the spirit they embrace that have become the life force of the Republican Party. Among the talked about alternatives to Trump, I have not yet seen anyone who possesses or even fully understands Trump's virtue.
Wow. That's powerful stuff. I have not seen anyone who even approaches even understanding Trump's virtues. This is strong, strong stuff. He doesn't use the name Ron DeSantis. He doesn't use any other names. But he's clearly talking to these people. And I'll tell you what, I think they're going to hear this speech. How many people have heard it? It's got over 800,000 views, and it was put up a month ago. So, oh, there they go there. That's the finale of the fireworks show. Only in North Dakota do you have fireworks about a potato parade. Because we grow potatoes here. Red River Red potatoes. Boy, are we proud of our potatoes. And they're good. Red River Reds are tasty potatoes. There they go, the final burst. The joys of small town, really small town America. So what a mouthful, or what a powerful idea Tom Klingenstein just voiced, that he's talking to the others, and anybody who's out there thinking, you know, well, we promoting somebody other than Trump. He just made the point. You just heard him say that it's the Trump movement. He created a movement. What have we been saying on the show? Donald Trump's greatest accomplishment, greater even than winning the presidency, as great as that one is his creation of our movement. We didn't have, I mean, we had little movements. You know, all of us were part of, everybody listening to the show probably was part of some little dinky movement somewhere. But the movement, the huge movement was created solely by Donald John Trump, Big Bad John. And if anybody fantasizes, like Ron DeSantis, that they can then just step into Trump's shoes and be the leader of his movement, no, it's not the DeSantis movement. And it ain't going to work. DeSantis ain't Big Bad John. And nobody's going to treat him that way. And we don't want to find out the hard way by putting somebody else, a pretender, in there and then realizing, oh no, we blew it. This is like, who traded Babe Ruth? Was it the Boston Red Sox who traded away Babe Ruth to the New York Yankees? You don't want to find out as Babe Ruth is hitting him over the center field wall. What's the name of the ballpark in Boston? I don't know. That's not the way you want to find out that you should have held on to Babe Ruth. Fenway. Okay, thank you, engineer. That's the wrong way to find out you got the best man in baseball history on your team. Don't trade him away. All right, let's go back to Tom Klingenstein.
Nor have I seen anyone with his backbone and fortitude. One does not appreciate the strength of relentless gale force winds until one is in the eye of the storm. I am not suggesting that it is time for everyone to make way for Trump. Rather, that it is much too early to throw him overboard. If Republicans do choose another leader to lead the Trump movement, they must do so in full confidence that he will embody Trump's virtue. If not Trump himself, his virtue must be the standard by which we judge other candidates. Thank you.
I'll tell you, that speech made my day today. I don't know how I stumbled upon it. Oh, it was on, it was a link, a post on thegatewaypundit.com. Boy, that's a website you want to read, thegatewaypundit.com. The Hoft brothers, H-O-F-T, John and James, or Jim and John, they run that website. Oh, it's a good one. That's where I found it. And thank you to the Gateway Pundit for giving me that, because that was a hell of a speech. And that's a hell of a man, Tom Klingenstein. And the, wow, I'll tell you. He said it all. He did all of that in 17 minutes and a few seconds. He said all of that. He covered, he rounded the bases there. So, very important, very important. And there's some people out there, some people make fun of my statement I've repeated on this show many times. There are some great Jewish patriots on our team. And I think we just heard one of them, Tom Klingenstein. And I don't know of anybody who says it more powerfully, who has formulated more powerfully what is right. The virtues, that's the title of his speech, the virtues of Trump. And there was no hemming or hawing. There were no caveats. It was no pulled punches in there. It was beautiful what Tom Klingenstein. It was a perfect appreciation of Donald Trump. I hope Donald Trump hears that speech, has already heard it, I hope. I think it will be very buoying. Boy, my voice won't even say that word now. Buoying to Donald Trump. All righty. Now, if you want to call in, yes, this is still Kelso, in spite of I ripped out my vocal cords, but I feel fine. It doesn't hurt. I'm kind of built like a brick, you know what? I can't damage myself. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. Peering in the dark here, past my microphone, at the phone number. If you want to call in and comment on that speech, let's see. Let's take a look here over at the news, which for me is Truth Social. And the shorthand for Truth Social has already become Truth. So he's posting over on Truth, is the way it's said now. I read this on Truth. And then the posts on Truth Social are themselves described as truths. Hard for a guy with a lisp like me to say truths. And so I like that. Whoever came up with that handle, Truth Social, good job. And so the Donald Trump, okay, wait, we got to refresh because he posts so often. One of the beauties of the man. Oh, he posted 16 minutes ago. So while we were listening to Tom Klingenstein, Donald Trump was posting to us. That's part of the very personal relationship we have with him. I know I get to feel, you know, is this a bromance thing? I don't know. I got to confess, I start feeling lonely when I haven't been able to read anything really current from my guy. If he hasn't written anything or for 2 days, I actually get lonely. So, I mean, when I see that he just posted 16 minutes ago, it's personal to me. He's talking to me. All right, so let's go to his latest post is just a picture, just a photo of the president in a beautiful smile with Queen Elizabeth II in a wonderful aqua coat, and oh, she always has wonderful hats, and the president just looks so, he is such a nice guy. Then he has a post 17 minutes ago, another, I see, he's taking photos from his photo album of his visit with the Queen. Here's another one in which it features not Donald Trump, but Melania in a mustard outfit that is, you know, to die for, as they all are. And she is walking next to the Queen in a green outfit, very beautiful. And somewhere in Buckingham Palace or somewhere, very British. And then here's another picture of the president. Oh, my God, Melania's. You know, she had to throw her underwear away because the goons and perverts in the FBI were going through her underwear. And you did the right thing, Melania, to throw it all away. And, you know, get a new set. I mean, with those creeps, you know, getting into your underwear, no, you're, no, no, you throw it away. Here's the president. And you notice he likes solid ties, beautiful blue solid tie with the Queen and with Melania in a wonderful black and white outfit. Oh, my God, you know, and isn't it interesting? The fashion magazines like Vogue, they don't put Melania on the cover. How do these SOBs justify this most elegant first lady ever? They wouldn't put her on a cover. We'll be right back. Take a little break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Back, folks, and we've got James in Vancouver. He's on the line there. James, I hope you enjoyed that speech as much as I did, James.
He's involved with the Claremont Institute.
Yes, he's their chairman.
The American idea.
Yeah, he's their chairman. I only wish the Claremont Institute had a budget of $1 billion a year. It's only $9 million, which is not enough for something as with that guy running it. That's the kind of thing we could use.
Yeah, they've given scholarships to people like. Let me just see here. Yes, Newt Gingrich. wrongly.
Posobiec. I think Posobiec got a scholarship from them.
Yeah, Posobiec and a few other guys, Mark Levin and other guys.
Yeah.
So.
And yeah, so they are wonderful. But I especially enjoyed the mind there, and the. I mean, his formulation, the reason I played it on the show here is that he said in 17 minutes and some seconds what it's taken me. Let's see, I started pumping up Trump on this show in 2015. So it's taken me 7 years to say what this guy could say in 17 minutes. And I still haven't said it as well. So that was why I was going there with that speech. And I just stumbled upon it. Go ahead.
He was probably practicing.
Okay. Well, yeah, he's a brilliant guy. And
they're connected to Ben Shapiro, Mark Levin, Mary Kissel, and Charles C. Johnson, Laura Ingraham.
Right.
Jack Posobiec.
Yes. Okay. And they... There are some big guns. There are some heavy guns on our team. I read about a billionaire yesterday who is, I think his name is Newman. And he is supporting, we won't have time to go into it here on today's show, but there's a tremendous movement. Let me give you folks something to cheer you over the weekend. There's a tremendous movement to get people to quit the Communist Party in China. I mean, it's hard to believe such a thing even exists, but actually hundreds of millions of people have quit the Communist Party in China. I think it's in the hundreds of millions. I'm not sure. It's a huge number.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but it might be, I might've added a zero there, but there are a huge number of people who have quit the Communist Party in China. And it takes tremendous courage. But there's an actual institute in America, an organization that's funded by this guy, Newman, who's a billionaire. And I've never heard of him. But they had a conference on the East Coast. They have an institute. They have a budget. And they are working. This is one of the hopeful things for us. It's not all just Donald Trump. In China, and remember, this guy Klingenstein just said, Trump is the guy that got us to realize China is our mortal enemy, and he has greatly encouraged the Chinese people, who they may be the ones who rid us of the Chinese Communist Party. That may happen from within China, and I just wanted to mention there's some big guns working to make that happen right now.
Well, I'm sorry, thicker I have to. Than water.
Yeah,
blood is
yeah.
thicker than water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and we'll be back on Monday, folks, with more from the Trump Clubhouse. We'll see you then.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.